T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
Now, it's your turn to talk as the Hillman Morning Show presents Hillmail.
Alexa, will you replace monkey inside my shoes because my hands are too small?
On WAAF.
Today's Hillmail voicemail messages are brought to you by the City of Boston Credit Union for the lowest rates in Boston on mortgages, home equity loans, first-time buyer programs, and more. Visit cityofbostoncu.com. The City of Boston Credit Union, uniquely Boston. And now for you here on a Friday morning are the very best Hillmail voicemail messages that you have left in the previous 24 hours.
6:43 a.m.
Hey, Shu, I feel like you should rename Alexa, you know, like Beatrice or Mildred, because we all know you're fond of the elderly porn.
Yeah. No, man. My whole life. Really? This is going to be my life?
It's been reduced to this one thing.
Elderly porn, which is not even true.
Once these rumors start, they're impossible to erase.
God.
Yep, that's the way it goes.
Thursday, 7:27 a.m.
Only 1% is like Greg. Say it's not about the money.
End of message.
Oh, I guess that's true. People who say it's not about the money. It's like when people say that the only people who say 40 is the new 50 are people who are 50. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Exactly.
Nobody who's 35 ever says 40 is the new 50.
It's like people who say, you should do what you love.
I'd like to, but
I love smoking weed and eating chips.
How
much money
am
I going to be making off of that? I don't think so.
Now you can make weed chips. I'll be working on that shortly.
I will help you.
Yes. Joint venture.
Figure out what your passion is and then find a job that somehow utilizes your passion.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking to myself, what job utilizes masturbation? I mean,
condom tester.
Sperm bank or something.
We talked about it. It's probably one of the lowest stress, highest paid jobs yesterday. Materials engineer.
Oh, yes.
You'd be
right.
Working with lubricants.
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. 6:51 a.m.
Alexa, order me a large cheese pizza. Alexa, make that 2 large cheese pizza. Alexa, order extra small winter gloves. Alexa, how much does chin reduction surgery cost? Alexa, how do you tie your shoe? I never quite learned myself.
End of message.
That was great.
Yep.
Chin reduction surgery.
I haven't tried ordering food yet.
Oh, you haven't?
I'm going to have to figure that out.
Why don't you order some right now?
Because I don't really know how. And I don't want some kind of, you know, I just ordered an aircraft carrier off Amazon. You owe us $60 billion. Oh, my God. I just wanted a pizza.
Thursday, 4:36 p.m.
So ever since I got this nipple reduction surgery, when it gets this cold out, they just won't cut the glass anymore.
End of message.
They're invisible.
We discussed it yesterday. Nipple reduction surgery is what plastic surgeons say will be the most popular plastic surgery procedure for women in the upcoming year.
I can believe it.
Yeah. Small nipples are in. Big, gigantic, dinner plate-sized nipples are out. Oh. So just be aware of that,
who
ladies.
Who cares?
Just be aware. And start saving your money now.
5:25 a.m.
Hey, Ted. Go to Victoria's Secret before McGreevy's. Get some moist, wet panties. I'll see you there.
End of message. Thursday, 4:24 p.m.
Hey, Greg. This is Sheriff Tommy Hodgson just calling you back. You mentioned you were an ex-con. I actually found the audio from when you were in the pokey. Here, let's give it a replay. Daddy.
End of message.
I did some hard time in Clinton, Massachusetts. I mentioned that to the sheriff yesterday. And there's actually a lot of people around the country are very interested in the proposal by Bristol County Sheriff Hodgson that that he allow prisoners to volunteer to go build Donald Trump's wall.
Genius.
So it's very controversial. We talked to him yesterday on this show, but he's offering up prisoners not only for that, but I thought it was really interesting when he said, when it comes to natural disasters, like, you know, Hurricane Sandy or Hurricane Katrina or big winter storms or whatever, that we ought to use prisoners from all around the country to come back in and rebuild.
Yeah.
And I mean, I think that's a pretty unique and interesting proposal.
As long as they volunteer.
Right.
That was my concern. Are you making prisoners do forced labor?
Yeah, but they already do.
Yeah.
They already do. Prisoners clean the highways. They clean the roadways all day, every day. They prisoners, minimum security prisoners.
Yeah.
When you're 60 days till you're out.
Yeah.
They work already.
I always want to stop and ask, what were you in for?
What are you in for?
Yeah. Like, when the guys are cleaning, like up and down Lynch Shore Drive.
Yeah, those guys
are
murderers and rapists.
No, of course
and
not.
Gun,
it's
you
petty
know,
stuff.
Yeah,
I'm,
exactly.
I'm in for endangering the public by stopping on the side of a highway and asking a prisoner what he did.
Yeah. You could slow down to a reasonable 18 miles per hour.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like the people from Connecticut.
Like
the
guy in front of me on the pike this morning in the left lane.
Oh, because it was kind of snowing.
Yeah.
I killed Alexa because she couldn't answer any single question that I asked her.
She couldn't order me a pizza, so I ate her.
Thursday, 4:43 p.m.
Well, I broke out of prison 6 days ago. I've been on the run ever since. I don't think anybody will think of looking for me in the bank. You know what? Well, maybe I might as well rob this sucker. Oh, yeah. 2017's going to be my year, baby.
End of message.
Great job by that trooper who chased him down and apprehended the fugitive that was on the loose.
And, you know, nobody getting hurt. That's the amazing thing.
Yeah, man.
Pulling him off a fence there and tackling him.
Yeah, I thought there was going to be a big shootout. Like, I thought you might shoot a bunch of people.
Thursday, 8:50 a.m.
I remember one German guy that didn't want to be a part of our hockey line. Yeah, I told him, don't be a sauerkraut.
End of message.
Oh, Milt Schmidt-related humor there, which is excellent.
I'm sure Milt would give that a chuckle.
Of course he would.
Yeah.
He would have enjoyed that.
6:26 a.m.
And welcome to the Hillman Morning Show, where we like to take a lighthearted round through the day's stories. Up first, we're all going to be dead pretty soon.
End of message.
Oh, my God.
Zombie apocalypse.
Yeah.
If the zombie apocalypse comes, whether it's from the new strain of E. coli and the seagulls in Russia or anywhere else, it'll just take 100 days for the entire population of the world to be eliminated, except for about 100 people. The guess by these scientists at
Leicester University.
The guess by them is that about 100 people would survive the apocalypse, but it would only take 100 days for everybody else to be dead, done, finished.
Why just 100?
Over.
Why?
They must be super.
Just
100? The rate of the spread of the disease, I would assume.
They probably. You mean 100 days or 100 people?
No, 100 people. Why would there just be 100?
They must
people?
Have super immune systems or something like that. People who are like resistant to stuff like that.
They had all the Z-Packs.
Yeah, that's right. I was going to say. You laugh at the Z-Pack now.
Right.
You're going to be fighting for them in the future.
6:39 a.m.
Breaking news: Russia just hacked WAAF. Signal is offline. JFK.
End of message.
Now, when we lost the 107 signal earlier this morning, I don't think Russia was involved.
No, there's a rubber band breakage.
I don't believe. Oh, it was a problem with the
one of the rubber bands broke.
What about the squirrel on the treadmill?
Oh, yeah, think the gerbil.
The gerbil on the treadmill.
I fostered it.
All right.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.